Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
A little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday already. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. We got Brett Vesely sitting in the chair and Big Dick Toledo right here. Old Jer's with us this morning as well. And I think right before we went on the air, Old Jer may have started to admit to committing a murder. Did you guys catch that?
Nobody tells
a story like this.
So I think somebody might have died at the Circle K at my house last night. Looks like I can't go back there for a while.
Like, why? So someone dies at a place, you can go back so long as you didn't kill them.
Sometimes there's great sales going on afterwards.
Yeah, right.
To get people back in.
It's the best time to go. A, lowest chance of death. It's already happened. It's like flying the day after a crash. You're all right, right?
Okay, yeah, you convinced me. I'll go back.
All right, just making sure.
It's a Circle K. There's not going to be any sales. What are they going to do, sell Marlboros at half off or what?
You never know if the death was...
The blood splattered ones, yeah.
If the grisly nature of the murder that Jeremy committed is bad enough, then, of course, we'll have to get rid of some of that. The Funyuns that are covered in guts.
Natty light all over the place.
Right. It's smelling good. It's good to have you, and Jeremy will be out in the van later this morning. Just to keep your mind yourself around the kid. Who knows?
So you enjoy your final visit to the van.
I've seen. Yeah,
the donations better be good.
Yeah. If you're going to donate to KUP deployment this morning, make sure it's good. Nothing little. Like one of those tiny travel toothbrushes. Let's get the real shebang in here. I was just looking, just noticing it's October 29th, which means this month is already over, essentially. And this just flew
by. Slow it down because we need this whole thing to end. We want 2020 to end.
Yeah, I think, because that means that it's
that
all
nothing
over.
Nothing rolls
right.
over.
Yeah, just hit the reset button.
Yeah, it all starts over January 1st, because that's our mindset. I wouldn't mind that, actually. I found out yesterday that, I'm not doing Halloween.
You're out.
I'm canceling Halloween.
Really?
I've never done that before. I feel really bad about it, but I think
what
I'm
did
out.
It?
You're the dick with the porch light
I'm
out?
I'm the dick with the porch light all out. Right. Well, first off, there's only two houses in my cul-de-sac. So the kids always look at our houses like, eh. And
it's dark and scary.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I don't want the hassle of making a mistake and screwing up some sort of Halloween thing where I don't know if somebody comes up. I don't know. It just feels like you can screw up with COVID. You
like
can
you're
make
not
somebody
doing
upset.
The proper like bother, protocol.
Right. And then somebody's going to get mad. And all I kept thinking of is you got candy out there and one family comes up and another one. I'm like, you guys can come up. No, because they're – already we're distanced from them, we're not with them. I'm like, oh, okay. And then the guy in my porch goes, oh yeah, the hoax, they're following the rules of the hoax. And I'm like,
up.
Oh yeah, you're fighting my driveway over the Snickers bar that I didn't even want to get you in the first place. And so I think now I'm running through are just worst case scenarios. Well, they won't happen. It's paranoia, it's dumb,
right.
But I don't think I'm gonna hand out candy this year for the first time ever. And I love that stuff.
I
like the Halloween part because most of the time you get a good story about a kid who's a dick and like you get to tell their parents or the people with the baby stroller that you get to shut down. My favorite parts of Halloween are the no candy for you. Trick or treat. You get tricked a lot at my house. If you walk up with a baby in a stroller, you're not getting candy. No. I've told several people, no, nothing for you. You don't get one. Megan's in on it now. Last year she's like, you're a teenager. You don't get any candy. Go get a job. And she, it was great. I'm like, you're getting good at this.
She became the heavy.
Yeah, well, you damn. Don't. Well, you just have to set some boundaries, some
Ronnie
Halloween
was
boundaries.
Ronnie was the same way. I'm like, ooh, okay, you take it over.
Doesn't make me uncomfortable at all.
He did a little bit.
I love it. Adults
I
in
laughed.
Costumes. Like the moms come up in costumes. There's been so many rather obese Harley Quinns on my front porch over the last 4 years. It's ridiculous. And they have bags.
Oh, there'll be a plethora this year, too.
And I just feel
a small percentage.
With the tension and the way I handle Halloween. That one year that we ran out of candy, I was doing it at my mom's house, and I had pounds of condiments from lunches at work.
Yeah, that was great.
And I'm just handing out, you know.
The packets.
Kimchi and sausage. Sauces, not sausages. That would be
say, well,
one.
That's a kind of a crazy Halloween.
Sausage. Here you go.
My buddy has the bucket of pumpkin filled with gravel.
Yeah.
And when the babies come up.
Oh, he hands them some rocks.
Rocks. They just think it's a treat.
I just don't understand.
They find a nice little piece of granite in there.
And I don't know. I think I'm just shutting her down.
Tweet, tweet. There you go.
I'm also thinking maybe I'm going to go out and get candy that nobody's coming over. So then I get piles of candy in my house, and I'm going to get chunky.
Remember a couple of years ago when we had that big hot tamales promotion where we had just cases upon cases upon cases? So Randall's like, go ahead and take a couple cases. I'm like, all right, cool. So Halloween. That was my Halloween. I was literally handing out two handfuls at a time in each bag.
Trying to get rid of the stuff.
Yeah.
Buckets.
I knew I wasn't going to get egged or toilet papered or anything because I was just the cool guy just giving them pounds of candy.
Just massive amounts. And then
Thank you, Mary Tangerman.
Here's the other thing. I talked to a friend of mine who's got kids, and he's like, we didn't even do – I don't understand why we're doing Halloween the way we used to. Why the candy's still part of it. Every parent I know
– turns
Jeremy,
it in.
Are you the same? You turn in the candy and you give them a prize. And then you give the candy to a dentist.
Yeah, dentist.
And then we send them to Africa. Like the Africans are covered in – you know, 1992 Buffalo Bills World Championship shirts and Snickers bars. So they got bad teeth and inaccurate.
They say the first time if you're over there on like a little safari vacation or whatever, and you visit some of the tribes, the first thing they ask for is 100 grand bars.
Right? They think it's money. In 2020 Tampa Bay Rays World Champ shirts. Yeah, I just don't. Do you give yours back or do your kid get some?
No, he doesn't even really like candy. So he just likes going and seeing the decorations and dressing up.
So does he have to go door to door?
No.
He just walks around?
We just walk around, yeah. He'll go to a couple houses because he likes like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups because he's very picky with his eating. But we'll go, and the rest of it, I give it to my nephews.
No kidding. So you hand the candy to another kid?
Yeah.
Is that Dalton's kids by any chance?
Yeah.
All right. It's Roadhouse's son. Ah, what's Roadhouse's kid's name?
Brad Garrett.
No, yeah. He's got typical millennial names. Brad Garrett.
Comedians from Everybody Loves Raymond. It's Ray and Brad Garrett and my kids. Yeah, so I think I'm going to cancel Halloween because nobody eats the candy, hardly anybody anymore. And so you're kind of wasting your time with that. And I keep thinking of, like, the word hoax keeps popping. Oh, okay, they're buying into the hoax. I'm going to have a fight in my driveway.
Well, here's something to think about. They're eating more candy this year.
They're crushing it. But when you give it away, that's true. It's probably that. It's the right thing to say, but nobody actually does it. Like, you keep most of the candy, and then you give some away and give them a video game or something.
You let them, you know, have a couple of days with the candy. Because you remember, I don't think they'd get the volume as much as we did when we were kids. The goal was to fill a pillowcase.
Yeah.
And, you know, 4 months later, you still have candy in there.
I don't know about that. 2 months. I was crushing it.
You could pound through the
pillowcase. I can kill candy. But yeah,
we didn't weed through a lot. As you get older, you start getting rid of the, you know, the Brocks and the.
Oh, you don't eat those. Yeah. I just
and
threw
they
those
just
out.
There, yeah.
They're awful.
And the popcorn balls and
never eat
the
a popcorn
old people
ball.
That give out pennies Pizzas. And stuff.
The pennies. I just flick them into their driveway. Yeah, I never understood the penny. Like we had one dude who gave out dollar bills once.
That's and the only so bad.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. That was some reason paper
like
money
the
was cool.
Perfect one, like
brand new, perfect print dollars. And I thought that was kind of cool.
There's a house I was doing full size candy bars and sodas.
Yeah, Brady, they're gonna one up you with a soda pop.
That was the guy that owned in my neighborhood the Pepsi distributor. Yeah. So you get a can of soda. And
mine was Mr. Lee, the guy who owned the ice cream truck.
Oh, nice.
We just went to Mr. Lee's door when he wasn't working and
double
pissed
dip
him off. Not on Halloween, just we're thirsty and we're out.
Oh, gotcha.
We'll stop by Mr. Lee's and the truck's in the driveway. What do you want? we'll have a Pepsi and a bomb pop. I'm not working! Pepsi and a bomb pop, but he couldn't say no to the 275, so he said, all right, I'm fine, I'll be right back. And you couldn't see, it was one of those dirty screen doors that you can't see through. You could see images.
Yeah.
I'm convinced he was nude the majority of the time he answered the door. Hold on, I put some clothes on. And then he'd take forever to come around. What do you want? A Pepsi and a bomb pop. I don't have no Pepsi. Pepsi free. Okay. We get those Pepsi frees. and just sit in his driveway and wait for his hot Asian daughter, Jin Yi, to sit in the front yard.
We had the bubblegum lady down the end of my street. And you'd go over there and knock on the door. Do you have any chores? And she'd say, yeah, can you take the trash out? You take the trash out, and she gives you candy.
Oh,
most of the time it was bubblegum.
Regular Halloween.
And then after, you can't go over there five times a day.
You got to stop hitting her up.
And she used to think it was so funny. Oh, yeah. Brady, no chores right now.
You got any lasagna? I'll vacuum your entire roof.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling kind of guilty about it. It's like I feel like it's a Rankin and Bass special. Halloween is canceled. And I just don't, I'm not going to do it.
You know, maybe it's a game day decision.
Don't think so.
Are Michael and Troy doing it?
See, now last year Michael and Troy did it for like an hour.
That's it?
That's about it. The lights were on. And then, but the best part is that you'd hear their doorbell every time. Do, 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 do,
do. The Jefferson's doorbell or what?
Yeah, it's like 7 seconds. You ring it again and the kids are standing on the porch. And then the door would open and go, what? Oh, it's Halloween. And then they'd go
for
on.
For everyone.
For every single one. It was a production. So I watched that for about 45 minutes. And then their lights went out. And I'm like, well, if they're shutting down, it's like 7. I got all this extra stuff. And I had to tell all the kids, don't go next door. They're done. Don't go next door. They're done. If they're shut down, then I'm shut down.
Maybe you should just block the street off. It's only the two of you guys.
We are trying. We have actually talked about petitioning the city to gate the cul-de-sac. We're not sure how that works with CC&Rs and stuff.
Yeah, if you get it approved, you're basically saying we'll pay for the gate.
Right, and it would be
but ornate. Getting the approval
it would be there'd be geese oh. like gold geese. It would be glorious.
This is where Liberace lives.
Exactly. Well, kind of in a weird way, yeah. And I'd be willing to do the plastic surgery to look just like Michael and Troy, and have the gate. The gate would be so great. But we'd have to build it all the way down the sides because otherwise you just walk around.
It's pretty wide. I guess you could build the
there's
wall
a, an
up
in a, inside and an outside and you need a guard, a little guard shack.
We talked about a man in a box. Michael and Troy are very excited about that. It was a man living outside in a box for 24 hours a day. Like you wouldn't be allowed to have him. Jeez.
I thought they'd turn the box part off.
They don't like taking a man out of a box and introducing him to new stuff.
There's a couple of fake box gates communities where they have the
there's tower. Tons of them that and nobody are in.
In Florida, I remember seeing a lot. They'd put the actual mannequin in there. It's just lit.
Oh, really?
And you go. I mean, you know, you'd have to know the code to the gate or the.
Yeah, I just feel like that weird old man now that I'm just not going to do it.
I was just thinking on the way in, I'm like, how? Because we're going to probably hand out candy.
Sure.
But do I put it out on a table and then space it? Like you have the candy out there so they come up.
Socially distance the candy?
Yeah. Like how are people going to be with that? And then I said, I guess the better way is just you put it in there as they come in.
Just put the pool net out there and just have them grab off it.
Because people probably don't want a ton of hands going in there.
They don't want anything like that. Yeah. And I just don't want to deal with somebody going, oh, you're touching the candy? And then I'm going to go, shut up, lady. Your kids are out on Halloween. Yes, I'm touching the candy.
I don't think that will happen.
Oh, it will
happen.
Only
because if you're that
going
out.
Yeah, you're not that crazy.
You're going to. You have to expect.
I think they're the people who try to antagonize the situation are going to be the ones who mention. And the ones who are really going out are the ones who don't buy into any of this. And that's the one that's going to be like the big beef. I just don't want to deal with it.
I was going to say that's going to happen. You know, that's a once in a blue moon thing. Well, Halloween's on a blue moon. So
is it a blue moon this year?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I'm not dealing with it. Now I know that some sort of crazy stellar weirdness is going on. I don't know. All I can think about is the one dude that wants to tell me all about the myth and the Alex Jones situation that I got going on at my house, and then somebody comes up and goes, can we please hurry up so we can get, you know, the social distancing?
They won't have time for it. They're there to stick and move.
See, I got a lot of chitter-chatters. It's my one time a year that the neighbors come up and act like we're friends.
I'm
receptive.
Because they haven't really gotten a chance.
You know, we've seen you have
it's
parties
like a receiving
and stuff.
Line.
On Sundays you have those football parties, and they're just, like, okay, so? Well, we just wanted to come by and say hi. We live three houses over and a street down. And I'm like, so that's like living in Albuquerque. I never go down your road. Don't worry about it.
Brought you a wiffle ball.
Right. I heard about your league. I heard about your noticed you put a new wall up in the back. Is that for the wiffle ball fields? Yeah, that's my new Tropicana field. You're not allowed in it. But yeah, they come over. We talk. Like, I know a couple of them. I like a few of them. But for the most part, they come. We have the, we own the Amco over there on 7th. And I don't, Amco.
Wayne lives by you?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Wayne.
I know Wayne.
No, you don't. I know who knows.
You got an Amco. I know Wayne.
Who are you?
You are second-tier Amco owner. I know Wayne, okay?
Hang on. Let me make a call.
Yeah, it's crazy. Before we move on any further, Brady, did you get beat up for the Bigfoot thing yesterday? And while you talk, I have this to play because Jeremy did something. So this is your Bigfoot talk.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I love it. Yeah. So did you get in trouble for this?
I did not.
No. Did she know?
Not only, I had a nice little talk with Kirby.
About her feet?
Because she heard some of the discussion on the way in.
Brady, no. What happened? Hold on a second. Go ahead.
She loves the idea about going up to Washington.
She wants to be Bigfoot.
If you can make some side money on that and guide people, I'll run through the... Well, no, she didn't say that.
Oh, okay,
good. I basically, you know, I said, you heard some of the stuff. Did you laugh? She's like, yeah, it was funny.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to make sure that...
But you're cool with having massive feet. Okay, good.
So, and I'm proud of those feet.
What are we... What are we exactly cool with?
No, I said that to her.
Oh, you're proud of her feet?
Yeah, yeah.
The pontoons, huh?
Right. Yeah. Well, you're nailing a couple of gigantic pegs or railroad spikes to her heels to make high heels. Just keep gluing, Daddy. We're going to have me in those heels before you know it, pirate. All right, so she's cool with it. What about Ronnie?
Ronnie had therapy yesterday, so I think all was good.
Because of this? Or because of her feet?
No.
Yeah.
It was.
A little bit of the feet.
He's like, no.
She didn't go to therapy because her kid's got big feet.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do
about it. Well, it doesn't look like he ran into a door last night. So
yeah, you didn't. Yeah, you don't have any. No. So I was looking for a scar, a bruise. You didn't get punched or anything.
It's below the neck.
Unless she used a phone book or something.
I thought for sure. Brett and I even talked about it a little after. I was like, he's dead when he gets there. You just see it in your eyes when you brought up that your daughter has the biggest feet in the family.
I just wanted to make sure, you know, to Kirby, I'm like, look,
you
get
feeling.
The show.
She's 12. She may not.
It's funny, right? You think it's funny. Yes. And I go, I just want to, you know, let you know that if there's harassment, I know you can take the teasing. If that was to happen, you can handle it. You know how to handle it. Yeah, I know how to do it. But if it gets too bad, well, you know.
Kick some ass.
I got your back.
All right. Well, you actually caused it, so then you would have to have her back.
Right.
After,
exactly. I said there's nothing that we're doing that's going to.
Right. All right. Anything else you want to tell us about her?
Any
reveals that Jeremy can make music out of today?
All waiting. Tell you what she's going is Halloween.
Oh, no. You got to tell me now. You can't do that. What's she going for Halloween?
A hot dog.
Like a full-sized...
Yeah, in
like
the bun.
The felt costume?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
She saw it.
Had to be a hot dog.
I was hoping
I forget,
for Lando.
On some show or something. You know, it's
I was
nothing.
Hoping Lando.
Lando Calrissian would have been the costume of choice.
I tried. We talked about that a little bit, too.
And she said no. She talked about Billy Dee?
Yeah.
Kirby Dee Williams? And she's cool with
and
that?
And I sent you guys a picture, but I had her hold up a Colt 45 sign.
Yeah,
which is hilarious.
And I was telling her the backstory of before Billy Dee Williams... And somewhat during, he was doing Colt 45 commercials.
Right.
And he was the smoothest guy. He was all
still
which he was.
Yeah, he still is. Yeah. That last scene.
I mean, wanted him to come to your parties.
Yes. Yeah. Last scene in that Star Wars movie where he's like, where are you from? And that lady goes, I don't know. Well, let's find out. Like, he's going to bone that chick. The last line in his Star Wars is Lando's about to get laid at 80. And it's pretty solid. So she understood Kirby Dee Williams also.
Yeah, and where it came from.
A daddy reveal.
Yes.
And you told her.
Yeah.
And she said, that's cool.
Billy Dee, because I basically was talking about, she's in that Like I said to you, after the transition period.
Right.
You're
wait a minute.
Still stuck again.
It's not start really over. That.
Start over. She's not in any transition period. I said, is she getting closer
you're
and closer
becoming
to becoming
a woman?
A woman? And
that's
you said,
what I
yes.
You're becoming a woman.
She's got a little mustache. And we said, that's not what becoming a woman is. That's a young Mexican boy.
And that's what I told her. Right. That's what you are not that. You need to shave that.
You need
to. Wow. He just told her, listen, just shave it.
you need to have another talk. Oh, my God.
Most dads would be like, listen, you don't. We're joking.
I don't know
it's
why
okay.
I even brought it up. It's silly. You'll be fine.
Did Daddy said was being dumb.
It? She has to shave it? Did you tell us?
I brought up the part that it's getting to the point where, you know, you're going to have to, you know, now the legs and
shave her face
and all that stuff.
You can't tell a girl that.
That she has a little stash?
Yeah, you got to tell her. Like, you can't tell her to shave it. You got to, like, nair it or something. You got to do some girly way.
Too late on that one.
Did she shave it?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's still there.
Waxing it right now.
Okay, good. Yeah, girls wax things. Oh, all right.
No, I mean mustache wax. She's getting trying to do a handlebar.
She's getting a good wax out.
Yeah.
She's going to win a contest. No, yeah, you can't tell your daughter. You need to shave that mustache. The next thing
eventually
you know,
you will.
Stubble. No, you don't. I mean, that's what grandmas used to do, and that's why they always had stubble.
I leave it up to her.
You got to be a good parent on this one. You got to tell her no shaving.
I was a senior. Get her that laser
the
treatment.
Whole time. Yeah.
Linda Eggert never shaved it.
I know, and you remember Linda Eggert as the weirdo with a mustache.
Pretty.
No.
Pretty.
You got to get rid of that thing.
Other than that.
Right.
Brady liked it when her mustache tickled his nose when they'd kiss.
Hold on a second. How big was Linda Eggert's feet? Wait a minute.
No, she wasn't.
Linda Eggert the father?
Yeah.
It sounds like she might be.
No, we only made out.
Not you.
Oh.
The Bone Ronnie with those big-ass feet and that huge penis and that mustache of Linda Eggert's. Anyway, well, yeah, don't tell your daughter to shave it. You got to tell
Ronnie. He's got her waxing it, for God's
sake. Well,
sakes.
Not that.
No,
not a good
it hasn't
wax.
Happened yet.
Have her.
Why Johnny Ringo? Yeah.
Look at that, Daddy. It's curling on the edges. I'm a regular Fred Goldman. Anyway, well, good. I'm glad you're not beat up.
It was a good talk. It was a good talk.
Was it? How did it end? How did the date end?
With Kirby shaking her head.
Right on. This guy shouldn't
it
be
It ended. We went to the dentist.
Oh, you really nailed her yesterday. God, man.
So you had a talk and then shoved her in the dentist chair?
School.
Oh, what a day.
And got her teeth cleaned.
Daddy
made fun of you on the radio.
Yeah.
Now let's go get a root canal.
We need to talk. And now... They're going to drill your face.
Listen, Daddy did not make fun. You know, I'm sorry. John's making fun of you.
That's right.
I have nothing to do with this.
I would have done the same thing. I'm not going to. That's a good move on your end. That saves the day. She didn't have to see me every day.
You
throw me under the bus all day long.
These guys are just having fun.
Look, it's what Eric did with his mom. Uncle John can take the beating.
That is not me laughing in the background. That's
right.
Just the room's full.
I'm the
a lot
one
of people are in there.
Fully admit it. You revealed something. Yes. Probably shouldn't have, but.
And we ran with it.
I will most certainly run along with.
She gets it.
And Kirby didn't run with it. She can't with those gigantic boat feet. But I got a team of people working on a pedicure tonight, Daddy. It's going to be great. Scaffolding and everything goes up about 5. So yes, I'll make fun of her feet. That's all on me. But you brought it up. And that's all on you. And you probably should chat with her. Can I talk about your feet on the air before? But you do it and then tell her and then take her to the dentist. Do you do the cool dad thing where you take her out of school to go to the dentist?
Nope.
Oh, see, that was...
We didn't do it this time because she was technically they have half day on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Half day that gets out at 2:30.
Yeah, my mom used to always show up. That was the best thing. Best thing about my childhood, I think, looking back. And, you know, you look back and you're like, wow, it was kind of odd, the whole thing. But the one good thing I remember, like a positive memory I have, is the just out of nowhere getting a note from the teacher says your mom's here, you got a dentist appointment. I'm like, oh, and it was like noon.
And then I blocked.
And then we go to spring training games.
Yeah, my mom used to. Yeah. My dad took me out of school to go see Return of the Jedi when it came out too.
Oh, the best. See, that's awesome.
Year used to in May we'd go to the Memorial Golf Tournament.
Yeah,
Nicholas would Jack.
Pretty
Nicholas.
Great, but you just went. See, Brett's parents and my parents taught us the gift of lying.
Yes, absolutely.
How many benefits you can get from lying to an authority figure and leaving something you're supposed to be responsible for really, really
early. Oh, doctor's appointment? Sure.
Yeah, there you go. And the teacher was in on mm-hmm. Your mom wouldn't lie. My mom was lying. And she gave it. And it brought.
Write the note.
And it brought great warmth to my heart. This lie showed all these other people.
Nope.
That I don't have to be responsible today.
I'd come back the next day smelling like AMC popcorn.
Yeah, I had peanuts all over my hands. It's like the game was, I was dumb. I would talk about it. We went to a game, Rangers Cubs. It was great. Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. So that was and she'd do it like all through March, like once a week. I'd get you have a lot of dental issues. You sure? Yeah. I guess I got to go back to the dentist. And I'd see that thing, be like, oh. And then like May would come around and I'd get a note. At noon, we got a dental appointment. Like, oh boy, my mom must know. And then I'd have an actual dentist appointment. It was the most disappointing goddamn day of my life. But yeah, getting
right.
You got to do
and
it
then,
early.
We rescheduled, and I
dentist.
Yeah, because they want to do the 6-month checkup. But this one, we had to get additional stuff like a month later.
Right.
And I made sure. Oh, we got to get it after school.
No. Yeah, do it during school. It's a great thing for kids. Yeah, it teaches him that dad wants him out of school too. And that getting out of there early is awesome.
I don't know. With all the kids being home from COVID for so long,
true.
Parents are probably like, nah, the hell with that. Yeah, you're going full day.
You're going to dentist nights.
Well, the one that you avoid, a lot of people will know that, avoiding a drive line or waiting when you go pick them up. It's a process.
Yeah. I just don't understand why kids
don't
take buses and walk anymore.
Yeah.
This drive line thing, I don't get it.
Well, even since COVID, my son's school, most of the kids rode the bus. Now it's nobody
does. Yeah,
it's
not allowed
weird.
To. Well, that makes the COVID thing. I just don't get why you can't just bike in. And we didn't even have drive lines. I don't think parents picked kids up when I went to school.
It's called a kiss and go line, John.
Is that real?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Oh,
we're raising pussies.
Thank you, Brett. Jeez. Brett nailed it. I was going to go beat around the bush for a minute, but I don't have to say another thing after Brett's comment. What a bunch of pussies.
The Brett gets right to the point. Just like earlier. Right. No, he's dumb. Oh, okay, we're done.
It's true.
Kiss and go. Come on.
They have a special sign made
creepy.
Up and everything.
It says kiss and go?
There's a sign. Yep.
Who's doing the kissing?
Everybody.
You, the teachers, the students, whatever.
Bye, honey.
I think it's meant to be like, okay, you just pull in, let him get out of the car, don't get out.
Bye,
no,
Principal Skinner.
Bye, Dylan, sounds Hayden, like, Braden, Hannah.
Sounds like Mr. Zabrowski at Rhodes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he'd give you a kiss and go. Come on, the kiss and go line. Maybe start that with a bus driver. That'll slow you down with that kiss and go. Everybody got to kiss him before you get off. Jeremy's taking the van out in just a little bit. We'll tell you where he's going next. In the meantime, you give us a wake-up song, and we will scream it together. 585-9800 is the phone number. You tell us that wake-up song, and we will yell at the top of our lungs. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.